Welcome to Hammerdown! Number one sports betting show, come out of the Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I'm Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubblegum Pino.
What's that?
What? That's Bubblegum Pino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. What?
Atta boy, Tone.
Good day to you, sire. Good day to you, Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude? Man, how are you?
What is actually going on right now?
Tony fucking wanted to be Karate Kid.
We're doing a show, dude. What are you talking about?
Tony's fucking...
Fucking 4 minutes late because Bruce was at Quill's.
You can take fucking,
come on.
You can take Diamond off the fucking sidebar, apparently, too.
No.
This fucking guy. Put on your fucking work boot and grab your lunch pail, dude.
Like I said to you before... Work boots
grab
are
your
on.
Fucking lunch pail.
One,
and put
two,
your
three,
goddamn
four,
work
five,
boots
six,
on.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Handicapped every single goddamn MLB game today. Okay? Got every single information you could find so far on preseason. Started doing work on week one of college football. Golf's tomorrow.
Right.
Don't tell me about putting my fucking work boots on.
Don't be fucking tweeting out, throwing in the towel.
I wasn't.
Like not putting them on.
Okay? Let me read the tweet to you.
Read it.
Yeah.
Because you
it.
Obviously.
Read it loud. Read it loud and proud.
You took it the wrong way. We've reached the point of the year where I'm having a hard time finding the motivation to handicap.
I can't wait for you to try
MLB.
When did you say this?
When football
I can't
was
wait
staring
for you
me
to
in the
try
face.
Wait,
this.
Did you tweet this?
Yeah.
When?
Tweeted
why?
It. Didn't say that I wasn't going to handicap the MLB. All I said was football staring me in the face. So.
You're complaining.
I ain't fucking complaining.
Wow.
Throwing in the towel.
Don't talk to
wow.
me about complaining.
Take the fucking diamond off the side, dude. Put
it's not
me
happening.
Zero up there.
Got, let's see here. One, two, three, four.
This guy painted ships for 15
five.
Years. And you can't pick a freaking no. baseball game.
Picked five.
Come on, Tone.
Five of them today, okay? All I'm saying
jeez.
Is.
Are you sore? Five?
When you got fucking, you got here, hey, you want to fucking handicap 15 MLB games or you want to handicap 15 college football games? Do them both.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do them both, and we are.
Hell yeah.
And that's why we're here.
I like to hear.
Plus, we got the fucking Arizona Cardinals preview today. Okay? Did you guys do your research on that?
Yeah, I watched the film.
You didn't. Mitch, you?
What happened with...
No,
why did they take Ritter out so early last night?
Huh?
Why'd Ritter get taken out so early?
Dez?
Yeah.
I've seen enough of them. They needed to see fucking Felipe.
He fucking
I mean, we've
sucks,
all seen enough
dude.
Felipe to know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, he fucked
him.
Listen,
you of all people to go Streveler versus fucking Felipe and you take Felipe?
I thought Ritter finished the game against the Lions with that play.
Yeah, I was expecting more from Ritter.
Yeah, it was week one.
He's a rookie quarterback.
Felipe is good at fumbling. He has a knack.
Well, it's wet out, okay?
Yeah, no, I know. But he like was finding nice creative ways to fumble the ball.
He only fumbled it one time. The other one, he was down.
Yeah.
Okay.
A few times he was down.
Straveler's just a dog. Strafolski's a dog.
He is.
Skylar Thompson wasn't so good. I'd be mad the Finns let him go.
Who, Strafolski?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I hear you. Let's just, you want to roll through some preseason updates that I've discovered today on the internet?
Go on.
Thursday night, Packers and Chiefs go against each other. Starters that sat the first two probably won't play for the Packers, is what LaFleur said. But he did say some of the starting O-line will play. So, some starting O-line, you'll get fucking Jordan Love and Etling, who's been a pretty good pair so far this preseason.
Yeah, I like the Packers.
They're minus one versus the Chiefs who...
Minus one now?
Yeah.
Minus three, wasn't it?
Who, Pack?
Yeah.
I don't know the line movement, to be honest with you, but I can tell you it is minus one right now.
Packers minus three this morning.
Oh, damn. Chiefs.
Wow.
Like, Reed didn't say anything yet. Last year, they got two possessions in the third preseason game. So maybe we can expect similar there. I believe they've gotten three possessions so far this season. They've scored a touchdown on all three of them.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, actually. They're looking pretty good.
I mean, this is the best part about this. Everybody picks everybody else to win the AFC West.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, and then they'll cheat. Probably.
But how is it? Like, I worry about the Chiefs' defense.
They've been playing well. Well, I mean, it's preseason, so who the fuck knows? But
yeah,
they have been playing well so far. That was against George Karlaftis.
Yeah,
he's a bit of a gamer.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. But I still lean Packer because.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I like Jordan Love and Etling over Henny Buchel and fucking Crum. If Crummy gets in there, gets some play, get some run. Not a big there. So I lean Packers in that one. Niners. Shanahan said he'd like to get most of the starters some run. They are -3. Huh?
Trey?
Yeah, Trey's going. Remember, originally they said he was going to go week 1 and week 3. And then Texans are going to get starters into the second half.
Dougie Mills going into the third?
Potentially. Just, you know, probably like one series in the third. They like to get those guys into halftime, get them warmed up for second half, yeah. And then before the...
Simulate.
Little game simulation. I still think Houston Texans first team offense struggled a little bit against the Rams second team D last game. I kind of like Niners there. I'm sure you do, too.
Absolutely.
Panthers...
This is one of those universe things, though. One of those dogs is going to bark. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, but it's not like they're big lines.
Not
Bruce.
Super worried about if Kyle
big money line, dude.
I don't know if I'm gonna take the Niners. No, I will probably take the Pack. I'm gonna wait on the Niners to see what if we get some more news there. Friday, Bills are at the Panthers. Rule has said starters will go into the second quarter for the Panthers since they didn't go last game. Bills are +6, Panthers -6. So I assume that. Josh Allen got a decent amount of work last game. I assume they're going to sit the starters in this one, if I had to guess. Hasn't come out yet, but that's why the Panthers are -6 there. Haven't heard anything on Seahawks and Cowboys. Normally, you would think the Seahawks are going to play because they have so far.
You got to see what Drew Lock is. This is your decision.
Correct. Here. And the Cowboys have not played anybody yet. They're not going to start now. Mike McCarthy never has. So Seahawks are -3 there.
Nice.
New Orleans is considering playing many healthy regulars. That's Friday. We're running
into a massive money line parlay, it feels like, here.
And they're going against the Chargers, who they're not going to play their starters. Chargers never do. They won't do it. Anyone who's coming from that McVay lineage seems like they're not playing starters. New England and Vegas are playing against practicing against each other now. I'd be shocked if they play starters.
Don't you want, I guess it doesn't matter, but wouldn't you like to just see Carr and Adams out there together? I mean, they played together.
Apparently, they were tearing up the Patriots today. So, Bears are going to play their starters for the first half against the Browns. The Browns are -4.5, though. Does that mean Jacoby's playing? Are the starters playing? Is this one for the Shield? Are we going to get the Bears starters for a half? Are we going to take them plus the 4.5? Something to think about there. Cards and Titans haven't heard anything. They're practicing against each other this week. Eagles and Dolphins haven't heard anything. They're practicing against each other this week. Football team and Ravens. I haven't heard anything there. Ravens are -6.5. That's getting a bit ridiculous.
Is that the same they were against Cardinals, right?
Yes.
I tried fading them. Wasn't fun.
Don't do it.
I don't know why I did it.
The money line parlay for sure, like a 9-gamer.
I just felt like, 5.5, they'll probably win outright, but maybe not cover.
Yeah.
Nope.
Colts are -5.5. The starters will play a half. Bucks said they'll see how practice goes this week.
Yeah, right. I mean.
The Bucks aren't playing starters.
No.
They've had too many injury issues.
Tommy Gunn throwing around.
They've had too many injury issues already, right? They're not going.
That old line is alarming.
Vikings are -1.5 at Denver. Denver's not playing starters again. Vikings haven't said anything, but you would assume they're not playing starters. He comes from the Rams tree. Probably nothing there. Giants and Jets haven't heard anything yet. And Lions and Steelers are both going starters for a half, but you're not going to get Goff, so Steelers are -4.5.
Giants Jets is always quite the banger.
It is quite the banger. So looking at that, I'll probably go, if I'm leaning right now, Pack, because I like their backups. Maybe Niners against Texans. Who knows? Panthers maybe, because I like their quarterbacks.
Panthers minus six.
Seattle. Bills aren't gonna. I mean, what's his name? Bills backups did play really well.
Yeah,
on,
I mean,
Sunday,
you know, might be the last time you'll get them plus points see. For we'll a see. While. Forever, maybe.
Are you going for the Shield?
Forever.
You taking the plus 4.5 for the Shield against the Browns?
Absolutely.
And we'll see how all this plays out.
On my betting list.
We will see how first all of this plays sheet. Out. Huh?
First on the sheet.
Always is, every week.
Every time.
Tell you what.
Every game this year, I don't care who they're playing, what the spread is. Give it to me.
Bruce, I don't know if you could help me with this or tell me about it. I could look it up myself. I believe the Panthers, speaking of for the Shield, Panthers week one are now minus 1.5 at home. I feel like they were plus 1.5 dogs.
Let me check.
Earlier. Against really? against the Browns.
That's just a game you gotta have if you're Baker.
That's a tough ball game.
That's your fucking that's everything right there.
That's a tough ball game.
Yeah, so that actually opened Browns minus 4.
Okay.
Originally, because no suspension.
Yeah, it was,
all that stuff.
But I think at one point, like after like suspension, I think it was Browns minus 1.5. I could be wrong.
Yeah. No, I believe you.
Okay. We'll dive into all of that a little more as far as preseason, as more news comes out this week. Gave you everything I knew, everything I could find. We got it out there. We're good. Footy not till Friday, correct?
Not until Friday.
Footy not till Friday. Bundesliga. Let's go to the diamond where I did fucking put my heart and sweat into.
That's not what I heard, Tony.
Yeah, well, you heard wrong, dude. I don't know where you're getting for your information, but you heard wrong.
All right, well, I lost every bet last night, so I hope you got some winners today.
Last night, I believe I went 2-3 on the diamond.
Yeah, the Reds had them in the top of the second, and then we were done.
The Reds plus 1.5.
Did not.
We got two ducks on the pond, and then the, you know, double play, and I knew we were
the lines are so fucking absurd.
I know. So, last night, where's the part? Mets. Mets was a loss. Good on the Yankees, fucking.
Yeah. Slamming tables, 2-0 since slamming the table.
Reds plus 1.5 did not come home. It was close. Fucking close. It didn't happen. Braves didn't cover the run line. Did they cover? Did you have them half? They did cover the half, right?
But the Twins blew it in the fifth. They burned me.
Cardinals 1-0. That was a nail biter. They came home. They were good for us. And the Marlins, fucking tell you what, Eddie Cabrera went 0, gave up none again. Guys, the best. I love them.
Marlins got fucking pitching, dude.
If they had any hitting in the... They have the Cy Young. They have Cabrera, who hasn't given up a fucking run in 6 starts or whatever. Pablo Lopez.
Alcantara's faded a bit lately.
Yeah, that'll happen when you don't... When it's hard to care anymore. When you're fucking getting no runs.
Innings.
Yeah, he did throw 8 innings a game. Yeah. Last night was up and down. It was up and down. Tonight's a different night, though. Tuesday, traditionally our best day.
Let's hope.
We'll see.
Stats say.
We start in Pittsburgh. Atlanta's in Pittsburgh. Max Fried goes against JT Brubaker. Fried's got a 287. He's given up 2-2-0 in his last 3 starts. Brubaker, 4-2-4, has given up 0-2-3. In his last 3 starts, didn't feel like laying a half here or minus 1.5 for minus 150-ish. I don't know. I mean, obviously you're not taking the Buccos in this one. I assume not, but I decided to take nothing.
I'll lay the half.
Yeah. Ooh.
No, thank you.
Okay. White Sox are in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. What is this line?
Cease versus Austin. Voth!
What is this?
Seeds 269, Voth 404, 3-1-1 with a 1-3-4 away is what Cease has been dealing with.
Why is this
Voth,
so short?
0-2-3. Probably because, let me see, I remember it off the top of my brain. I believe the White Sox are 1-4 in their last 5.
Yep, the Orioles had a bad loss to the Cubs, but then rallied back.
1-4 in their last five are the White Sox. Orioles. They are 6-0 in their last six Tuesday games. That doesn't mean anything.
Or does it?
It could mean something. Could. Yeah. I stayed away. I don't have a good feeling about it.
Give me fucking Cease, dude.
Yeah, this is a classic White Sox move. Lose for a week, win for a week, lose for a week, win for a week. I think this is going to be a winning week, so we're started off Cease. Let's go get a W here.
He's not wrong. I do have on my sheet lean White Sox first five, but I didn't take it.
Come on.
It scared me.
I'm going Orioles.
You love the O's. I heard his
fucking Cal Ripken.
You love the O's.
Full game plus 1.5. I understand Cease is on the bump here, but I just feel like the White Sox are.
That pen will fuck it up. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. The White Sox are in disarray. The Orioles bounce back well after the bad loss to the Cubs, which they needed to have. You know, just kind of looking at the wild card race, I just think the Orioles got to kind of put their foot in the ground right here.
Okay. Brucey Birds. Since he's in Philly, Lodolo goes against Ranger Suarez. Lodolo's got a 407, but he's got an 8.5 on the road. Suarez has got a 3.53. Fun fact, Philly over the last month, number one versus lefties. I'm taking him tonight, -1.5. Full game.
I'm out.
That is almost even money, -105 on the full game run line. There.
I want to join you, but I'm not going
to. You don't have to. No worries. Mets are still in the Bronx.
Yep.
Taijuan Walker goes against Frankie Montas, who has given up 6-2-6 since joining the Yanks. Taijuan's given up 0-2-8 in his last three starts. They both fresh have...
Fresh off DL, too, isn't he?
Taijuan?
Yeah.
I think he got... Hold on. Let me check.
Or he just get bumped.
Let me check. No, he pitched. No, he's good. He hasn't. Oh. He pitched the 5th, the 10th, the 16th. So yeah, he did. This is 6 days rest he's pitching on, because they're him and DeGrom something going on there. They're both expected low four ERAs. Mets are still hitting better. I will take the Mets first 5.5.
Oh, I'm out. Yanks scared me away last night.
You'll get a little jittery, huh?
Yeah, the fucking Scherzer getting lit up scared me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy that the Yankees are favored. It's like, why are they always just like 60 cents?
You know, because they're Yankees, that's why.
Yeah, it's tough to support, but hey, go Yankees. Maybe we found it.
we found
maybe
it.
We're back. Maybe
Jose
we're
back. Suarez and the on-the-market Los Angeles Angels. You know, hopefully they get a new owner who does some stuff there. Going against Corey Kluber in Tampa Bay. Suarez has a 4.07. He's given up 3-0-0 in his last three starts. Kluber's given up 2-7-3 with a 3.90. Fuck off. I don't want it.
No, I'm not laying it with the Rays. And I ain't betting on the fucking Angels.
Nope. Rodon goes against Drew Hutchinson. The Giants are in Detroit. Rodon, has he found it again? 1-2-1-0 in his last four starts. Hutchinson, 1-3-2-1 in his last four, so not terrible. He does have a 5.16 expected ERA, though, so not great there. The Giants, I believe, hold on, I just wanted to, 1-4 in their last five, so that scared me away. I'm staying away.
First half result, Giants.
Okay, better odds?
Yeah, they're -160.
Detroit, 11-29 in their last 40. They haven't been great.
No.
No, they have not.
This offseason, too.
Ross Stripling goes against Winkowski. Jays are in Boston.
Fucking Hosmer to the 15-day, Evaldi to the 15-day. Yikes.
Stripling's got a 3.56 on the year. He gave up 0 in his first start back. Was on the list for a little bit. I took Toronto first 5 money line.
What are you doing, Gump?
You doing anything?
I mean, I would love to take the salt, but Franchi Cordero starting at one bag don't really fucking make my money talk.
Yeah, I love the Blue Jays. I feel like if any...
Why do you gotta do that?
If any team's dropping like a 14-piece nugget tonight, it's probably them.
Why'd you just do that to my goddamn
Mets? I'm about to bet the fucking Mets right now.
Good luck.
St. Louis is at Chicago. Jake Woodford goes against Adrian Sampson. Woodford's 4.73. He's a reliever starting for St. Louis in Chicago. Sampson's got a 3.61. I didn't get a good feeling about this one.
Cubs are winning right now, so give me the Cards first five money line.
Oh, the old reversal on the – I like this move. Brucey loves this move.
Yeah, I'll see you there. Had that one circled as well.
In KC, we have Davies versus Jonathan Heasley. Why did I not take Arizona here?
I'm on the D-backs.
What's the line?
Absolutely.
Minus 126.
Short price for Davies, the way he's been going.
Huh. Why am I not on D-backs?
Couldn't tell you, pal.
I just looked at it and I said, ooh, maybe take the D-backs. Is there a reason? No, I mean, maybe I'm throwing the D-backs in.
There we go.
Fucking minus 120.
There we go.
On it. First five money line. There we go. Minnesota's at Houston. Aaron Sanchez goes against Verlander.
Verlander's opting out, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
You gonna leave?
I don't know. Fucking Sanchez has a 4.83. Verlander 2.89. He's given up three in each of his last two starts. I wasn't feeling real chummy about this one. -$3 on the Astros. I stayed away.
Yeah, I'm out. What are you supposed to do here?
Hey, what are you supposed to do?
What are you supposed to do?
Take the Twins? Bruce, you taking the Twins?
No.
Okay. Dane Dunning goes against Ramon Marquez. I wanted nothing of that game.
Oh, fuck that. Maybe the over? What's the over 15?
I don't know. Savali goes against Clevenger.
Dads!
Yeah. I actually have in quotes here. I fucking hate this game, but Padres money line.
Clevenger against his old squad.
At home, he's got a 2.96. Tell you what, the Dads are going to fumble this fucking playoffs away. They're not going to make playoffs.
Are they that close?
Yeah.
How dead are they?
Let me see.
Fuck.
Let me see. Let me pull up. Let me get
the standings.
Let me get the exact wild card situation here. The Padres are tied with the Phillies.
For the last spot?
Yep. Braves are 8 games up on both of them. Braves are getting one of the spots. And then it's...
Yeah, but Brewers are closest.
Phillies.
I wouldn't be too concerned.
Phillies, Dads, and Brewers all going for the last spot.
I guess they're only 1.5 out, though.
The Brewers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big win.
Haters been fucking awful with the Padres.
It's a wild situation. But we're on the we're on the Dads tonight.
Here we go.
Pablo Lopez goes against Logie of the Oakland A's. Lopez has given up 6-2, 4-6 in his last four games. Not great. Logie's got a 6-1-9. Not great. I'll stay away.
Yeah, I'm out.
Pitching matchup. We got a pitching matchup. Corbin Burns goes against Tony Gonsolin in L.A. Corbo's got a 1.94. On the road. Gonsolin has just been nails, dude, all season long. Fucking
unbelievable.
He's giving up one earned run. He's giving up one earned run.
And fucking Marty Perez.
Yep.
What happened?
Gonsolin's giving up one earned run total in his last three starts. Last week, I believe it was, maybe against the Brewers, went 7 and giving up 2 hits. Burns against the Dodgers last week or whatever it was, gave up 3 earned runs. I decided to stay away.
Yeah, I'm out.
Brucey, Dodgers?
Yep, I'm going Dodgers. They owe me money. I took the 1.5 last night. They went down, I think, 2-0. I chased it a little bit more. So they owe me some money. I like them, you know, to just bounce back and tell the Brewers, hey, still the Dodgers.
Okay.
Fuck your A's.
Then last game of the night, fucking in Seattle, $3 favorites against the Nats, Robbie Ray and fucking Fetty Wap.
That's fun. Yeah, lay it. Yeah,
first half results, like -190 for nothing. Fucking, jeez. What are you supposed to do?
All right, so
let's actually do like a challenge of like finding the worst baseball bet every day.
It's always the 10 o'clock game.
It's one of them normally.
The Nats like aren't playing terrible ball.
Actually, I mean today would be Miami and Oakland. Good luck fucking taking that one.
The Rockies?
That one too. I mean fucking Dunning and Marquez.
What's the total?
You can always lay $2 on Rendon. Come on.
All right.
I did it.
Yeah, you literally did it.
What total did you want? What, the Rockies? Rockies and Rangers totals 10.5.
Oh, yeah. Seems short.
I'm on the Padres first five money line. Hate it. I added Arizona first five money line. Toronto first five money line. Mets first five plus a half. And Phillies full game run line.
All first five. Southside money line. Braves minus half. Giants first half result, Cards money line, D-backs money line, Dads money line.
I've got the Orioles plus 1.5, Blue Jays money line, Cardinals money line, Dodgers money line.
Mate, you're just on the south side.
Yeah, we're going to go. We got a couple add-ons to make the parlay a little juicier here. We got the New York Mets first five money line. So we got Southside first five money line. And then we got the Dodgers first five money line plus 543.
Oh, okay. There it is.
That'll be it. All right, let's start our NFC West preview. Rams are the favorites plus 125 in the division, followed by the Niners plus 175. Cards $3.50, and Seattle is plus 1500. Starting with the Cardinals, they are plus 3000 to win the Super Bowl. 1400 to win the NFC, plus 350 to win the division. Over under is 8.5. Yes, to make the playoffs is plus money, plus 118. Only real addition, Marquise Brown. They lost Chase Edmonds, Christian Kirk, Chandler Jones.
They got a running back.
What do you mean, who they have a running back? Jimmy Connor.
That's it?
What do you mean, is that it? It's Jimmy Connor.
Don't act like you love Jimmy Connor all of a sudden.
Daryl Williams from KC.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of nice.
Yeah. I mean, they're good offensive weapons, obviously, with Kyler, fucking Ertz, Rondale Moore, Marquise Brown, A.J. Green. They're not tall. Like, I tell you, if it wasn't for A.J. Green, not a lot of size at the wide receiver position. O-line is good. Rodney Hudson, obviously, they got last year. DJ Humphries is good. Calvin Beecham's not bad. They added fucking Will Hernandez from the Giants, Bruce's favorite player. Justin Pugh's also a former fucking Giant.
Yeah, Justin Pugh, bit of a Giants ledge.
Yeah. The roster's good. I looked at their schedule today. I do not like the schedule. Mate, will you pull?
Where does the team go? Like, what's a successful season? Winning a playoff game?
Yeah, that's a start. I mean, they're minus money to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Mitt, do you have a schedule? I can't hear what he's saying.
He said, yeah.
Oh, it's up. Okay. So, not a lot of fucking gimmies in there. Depending on probably Seattle, how you think they're going to be, but. KC's no gimme. Raiders no gimme. Rams no gimme. I don't think at Carolina's a fucking gimme.
No.
Eagles, not a gimme. Saints, not a gimme. Vikings, at Vikings, not a gimme. Fucking at the Rams, the 49ers, Chargers. Patriots, Broncos, Bucks, and I can't see the last two.
Falcons, Niners, okay. Both away.
So Falcon, you would think the Falcons and Seahawks, there's three on there that they can get. Are you super confident, Mitt? Put that back up for a second. Are you super confident,
Mitt? Let's dive.
Are you super confident in any of those? Like, oh, they're definitely fucking winning that one. Are any of you? This is a question for any of you. Are you super confident in any of those games?
It'll be the Eagles.
Okay.
They'll beat the Seahawks, dude. The Seahawks. I said
Seahawks and Falcons. Give them those.
Okay, so let's see here. Let's go best case scenario.
Okay. They're not beating the Chiefs.
No, they're not beating the Raiders.
Now they might. They might beat the Chiefs at home week one. They might.
Leave that. Go back, man. I need it.
Hold on. Here's. I'll do this. Are they? Let me see what the odds are for week one.
We'll just okay, go. So
we'll just go.
Not going to be favored in one of these.
That's what I'm saying. We'll go games that you out, think they're going to be favored.
If they make it 2-2 out of their first four, I think that's a great success.
Okay, so week one, they are 3.5-point dogs at home to the Chiefs, and then week two, Arizona is dogs again in L.A. So that gives you an idea of how Vegas feels about them. So they're going to be dogs against KC, dogs against the Raiders, dogs against the Rams. What do you put them at? What do you make the line at Carolina?
3.5, 4.5.
Favorites?
Yeah.
Jeez, really?
I think so. Because you make them. You make them 6.5. You make them 6.5 at home, right?
If they're 0-3 going into that game, would you put money on that fucking team? There's no way.
Not yet. I can see what Carolina's doing. Go ahead, man. Put it back up.
This is wild.
So
home against the Eagles, I bet you they're -2, 2-3.
Okay, so yeah, let's go best case scenario.
There's one.
They beat
Seattle, 2.
They beat one of the Chiefs and Raiders first 2.
Okay.
Best case scenario.
Okay.
They win at the Panthers.
Okay.
They beat the Eagles at home.
Mm-hmm.
They win at the Seahawks. Yep. That's 4. They win 1 of 2 against the Saints and the Vikings. Agreed. There's 5.
Agreed.
They beat the Seahawks again, 6. Which they never beat the Seahawks twice. They won't win at the Rams. They maybe get the Niners in Mexico.
7. That's home Chargers? Or I can't. Yeah, it's home.
Could
Chargers.
Get the Chargers at home, maybe.
Best case scenario, they go over. But I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody that I'm betting the over.
So let's go. Let's go. Ah, jeez. What's their total?
8.5.
8.5?
Yeah.
That is low, though.
I'm probably going to take the under.
Under 8.5?
I think I'm going to take it.
That place will explode.
I think there's a case to be made for the over, and then they're getting all hyped up after beating the 49ers in Mexico City, and then, you know, kind of all falls apart once Call of Duty comes out.
Oh.
I mean, they started off, what was their record over the first 9 games last year?
Who?
Cardinals.
Yeah, weren't they the best team in football?
They were like one of them.
Let me pull it up.
7-2, weren't they?
Yeah, I think that they were. 7-2.
Until the Packers came to town without Devontae and smacked them.
Yep. All Cardinals, downhill from there.
2021 schedule is what we're speaking of. They okay, so they opened with a win at Tennessee. They blew them out. They won at home against Minnesota. They won at Jacksonville. They won at home against the Rams. They won in San Francisco. Or sorry, at home against San Francisco. They won in Cleveland, Houston. They lost to Green Bay. Yeah, they started well.
They've done it.
They have done it.
They just did it. Now all of a sudden everyone's all down on them. They got Hollywood Brown.
Sure.
Even though he was dropping balls.
Sure.
I don't think it's all doom and gloom.
Worry about their pass rush a little bit, to be honest with you.
It's fair, and it's falling behind, it feels like.
Oh, yeah, Chandler Jones.
Chandler Jones is gone. JJ's another year earlier. They got Marcus Golden. Another fucking
Giants
giant ledge.
Yeah. That was a crazy let him walk. One of the crazier in Gettleman's tenure. It was like, oh yeah, we finally have at the end. Goodbye.
For some reason, I just have a negative. I have a negative view on the Cardinals this year. I'll say it. I'll be honest with you. I just don't feel good about it.
I like Cliff.
I love Cliff.
Yeah, I want to see him do well.
Absolutely love Cliff.
AJ
Green's another year older.
A part of this world, though, is like McVay and the Rams kind of sleepwalking into things.
Sure.
Really set them up.
Could they also go backwards from last year, though, because with D-Hop coming back?
Yeah, and getting your pants
like,
pulled
like
down
they were playoffs. A different team with D-Hop, right? So now you're going the other way. They can come out of the gates hot and then get D-Hop back?
Yep. I do have to say this. I am for some reason in my head when I was doing this whole breakdown, I was thinking of this team without DeAndre Hopkins. When he comes back, it's completely different.
Right.
What was that? Four games? Six games?
Six games.
Six games.
It's a lot.
So that's a big like week seven fucking needle in the ass for the boys. I mean, yeah, hey, I like the over.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I am too, actually.
I like Cardinals over 8.5.
Okay, you guys are going 8.5. Over 8.5. I'm going to take the under.
I'm not going to love watching it, but hey, I'll take it.
Cardinals, I mean, you have to think Kyle's got a chip on his shoulder.
Oh, big time.
You would think so.
Right?
Big time.
Cliff has a chip on his shoulder. Like, there's a lot of guys who want to prove people wrong.
Yep.
D-Hop will when he comes back because all this bullshit, like... Could be the perfect fucking concoction, dude.
Yep. Crowned a bit too early. Now they got to rise from the fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go Cards.
Go ahead. Let's go Cardinals.
There you go, boys.
I mean, what is Kyler Murray to win the NFL MVP? Super Bowl?
Are you going to take him to win the division?
I mean, I'm not going to do that. But, I mean, Kyler Murray to win the NFL MVP is plus... What is this? Plus 2,000? That's not the worst bet of all time if you're going to bet on this season. Right?
Totally. Zach Wilson.
Totally off topic.
Didn't come through.
Totally off topic from today, or from right now. I did place a futures bet on the Heisman earlier today. I took Will Anderson, outside linebacker from Alabama at 30-1 to win the Heisman. He was getting a lot of pub for it last year. They're not going to give it to Bryce Young back to back. They don't want to do that.
Think?
They hate doing that shit. Now,
Stroud.
Stroud's the favorite. He's plus 200. Stroud's the worry, but that Ohio State offense is going to be so good. Will they steal votes from each other? I don't know. A defensive player came in second last year. So it's not completely out of the reach. 30-1 was just a lot for me, so I put it in today on Will Anderson. Oh, Bruce boy. Hates it. I could see it in it. He's
I mean, no, back. Fordham's got a linebacker too. You know, like,
do you know who Will Anderson is?
What school did you say?
Will Anderson's going to be the number one overall pick next year. That's not the same.
What school did you say?
Alabama.
He's literally going to be
Alabama.
He would have been the number one overall pick this year for sure.
Fordham as a linebacker.
He did. I thought you were talking about the Duchesne Dukes.
Greatest
quote. You thought I was talking about a Duquesne
linebacker? Yeah, I thought you were talking about a guy, like, you know, playing outside linebacker on, like, Hawaii, getting 100 tackles a game.
Fuck.
I'm sorry.
You better hope that doesn't hit, Bruce.
I'll get
you
it.
You better hope.
It might.
I'm excited to watch him play and get introduced to Will Anderson.
I love taking long shots. Not that he's a long shot. He's got the sixth best odds.
Here we go.
Somehow, DJ Uiagalelei is plus 2,500, fourth best odds. Do not bet on him to win.
That is light money.
He was bad last year.
Actually, a little bit of buy low.
He needs to go to like.
Tell you what, other ones down the list, fucking Bijan Robinson, 40-1.
I like that.
He was getting a lot of hype last year to win it. He wasn't the favorite at one point last year, was he?
No.
But he had a run. And then
they came out
off.
Hot.
Who's the Mountaineers lad? JT Daniels?
Excuse me? he's 100-1.
Yeah, he's 100-1.
Yeah,
I kind of lean there a little bit.
Like, I mean, if we're
Nevada
talking,
has a quarterback too.
Yeah,
if we're talking Carson transfer QBs. Jaden Williams is a legitimate. That's a legitimate Heisman candidate at USC. I mean, who's
Caleb
the kid from
Caleb Williams?
Yep, that's what I meant.
He has the third shortest odds, plus 600.
He's third shortest?
Plus 600. I like that. I'll take
goes,
plus 600.
Goes Stroud. Bryce Young. Caleb Williams. DJ Uiagalelei. Dylan Gabriel. Transfer.
He sucks.
Where is he going?
He went to Oklahoma. He is bad at football.
Okay.
I don't trust that offense. I'm going to need to see that offense before I do
anything. Who, Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I've heard enough.
Tyler Van Dyke. Miami quarterbacks up there. Bijan, Quinn Ewers, who got the starting job at Texas now. Another one, 50-1, Jackson Smith and Jigba, who went for 400 against Utah in the Rose Bowl. Now, would he win it over Stroud?
Has anybody ever really seen Quinn Ewers play football?
Not since high school.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm excited.
He won the
state. I am.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
Burn orange, bringing mullets.
With that guy, yeah, be electric.
On. Trying to look down the list.
Dylan Gabriel in the fucking Red River.
Fucking
nom 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 nom. Nom nom nom. What are we gonna get? Texas plus 6.5.
For what? Do you know where Dylan Gabriel even played last year?
UCF.
Yeah, he was that kid.
Yeah.
He's been there. He's been around for a long. Yeah, he's been covering here and there for a long time.
Covering 10.5s left and right.
Fucking other ones down the list. Will Shipley's 101 running back from Clemson, who I like a lot. Stetson Bennett's 101, returning national champion quarterback.
There you go.
He's not going to win Heisman though.
It's probably just fucking C.J. Stroud.
Don't forget, like. What was that, 2 years ago? 3 years ago? Fucking Burrow probably wasn't even on the
list
for
Heisman. He was JT Daniels on the list, probably 100-1.
Feels like an Ohio State fuck you year, doesn't it?
He was 100-1.
So listening to all the previews, to all the previews, everyone thinks Ohio State might score 60 a game.
Yeah.
Probably will.
Like, I can't see what after losing to Michigan last year.
Vegas right now said national championship right now, Alabama, Ohio State, Bama's -3, which is would be the shortest odds.
Yep, you can just fast forward the whole thing, take every home Bama, dog Ohio plus State. 7, every home every dog plus home 7, dog every home dog, dog plus 3, and just fast forward all the way to Ohio State and Alabama.
Yep.
That's a Michigan man. Talking like a true Michigan man. Never forget when the office turned into fucking Wolverine.
Yeah.
No, I reread the Beauchamp Beckler autobiography this offseason, actually.
Here, this will tell you something.
Are they running it back with the same QB, Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big time. That kid, Patterson and McCaffrey and all those guys.
Bama's -3,500 to win 10 games.
Yeah. You got Mario Manningham.
Ohio State's -2,000 to win 10 games. Georgia's -2,000 to win 10 games.
So, did I guess Georgia lost a boatload of players.
All on defense. They'll reload, though. Like, that's not I don't think that's a situation you worry about.
I mean, their defense was like
all time
suffocating.
And then Bryce Young said bye,
and then he didn't
bye.
Yeah. And then he didn't. And the Natty.
And then he didn't.
Those guys were fucking dogs.
I forgot that
you were on Georgia with me, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I was on Bama because remember me and Connor wore fucking Tua and Mac Jones tarps. Yeah. We had to.
That was brutal.
What's that?
That was tough.
Yeah, I went. Yeah, I lost a lot of money on
Alabama. I just have bring it I all have a hard time I had ever the alt spread on Georgia, Bama, especially as a dog.
I got see, you know what for some reason I don't do this in the NFL. You do. There's some spite betting for me in college football.
Oh, really? See I hated Bama when I was here because people were just fans of Bama because they were good. But, like, when I came to Indy, like, it wasn't the same. There wasn't just random Bama fans that I, like, ran into. You know what I mean?
I hate Nick Saban.
Well, I mean, Kirby on that guy. He fucked us over.
No, Kirby didn't pretend. Kirby's never pretended like he's God's gift to football and went to the NFL. Dude. And fucking failed. And then
he fucking lied, too. Like, he was like, no, I'm not leaving. Then left, like, a week later.
Put his tail between his legs and then now goes back to college and pretends like he's God's gift to football.
Well, he is. Kirby's not.
Couldn't do it. Thing. Couldn't do it in the men's league.
Sure.
Sure.
You know,
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Just a little.
He's no fucking Harbaugh.
Whoa. Yeah, J.C. Jackson underwent ankle surgery today?
Damn.
Oh, no. Quick scope.
He's out 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, no.
That's not how
Chargers already.
That's not how you want to. That's not how you want to start stuff.
Here we go.
Jesus. Huh. Okay. We'll see. That's one of the guys you wanted to keep healthy. But, all right. Show, good? We good?
It's good stuff. You know, is there any MLS tonight?
Let me look. Actually, I'm not. I'm looking to see if there's any boosts.
I'll look.
Cease, Rodon, Verlander, and Burns to each throw 6+ strikeouts. This was a boost last week. Does Corbo get to 6 against the Dodgers? I'm taking it. It's plus 300.
Yeah, give me that.
This did hit last week.
It did. Was it last week or two? Not the same pitchers, obviously, but it did.
Last week. Plus 300 is a good number.
Sure. Why not?
What's the day today?
Today is the 23rd.
Oh, we got nothing till 26th.
Okay.
LA, Austin FC, big matchup.
Tomorrow, Goff.
What tourney?
Final.
Tour championship.
Tour championship, baby.
Cantley has a 2-stroke lead on Scotty Scheffler out of the gate.
Will Zalatoris had to drop out with a herniated disc in the back. Yep. Yeah, this one they start minus 10 is Cantley. Or yes. Minus 12.
Minus 10, and then Scheffler's minus 8. I don't really know how it works with Will Zalatoris out. I think they just bump him up one.
Probably. So, Sandy Schauffele, it's kind of it's a weird handicap because they're starting with an advantage. Yeah. I love that format.
You can actually bet with the
– You can. Who's going to win the tournament but without the
– Yeah, you can do kind of a to lift the trophy type of deal. So keep an eye out. Don't get too confused.
We will do that tomorrow. We'll continue more preseason information, MLB, which I love, college football, week zero. Let's not forget week zero is still this weekend. We did a little bit yesterday. We talked about it. No updates really. We'll be going into this weekend with all of that information. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.